Hello, I hope you're keeping well, and I'm back with another podcast. So it's been quite an interesting month. I ended up with COVID shortly after the last podcast, not the extra podcast that I made a couple of weeks ago, but before that, which really knocked the wind out of my sails, and it's sort of been really about catching up afterwards, after that. But I've decided it was quite a good thing in a way, because it gave me a bit of time, you know, lying there, not feeling sorry for myself. I thought, you know, I'll think about, you know, what I want to do. And there was one or two things that I wasn't that impressed with from last year. And one of them was there was not really a huge amount of creative buzz in the second half of 2022 when it came to my own personal work. And I mean, business work, that was fine, but the personal work I think is quite important, because it sort of like greases the wheels and helps with the business side of it as well. It gives you that outlet, which, you know, I'm taking this, you know, I'm doing these photographs for me. I'm not doing them for a client. I'm doing this work for me. And I think you're able to sort of like explore and just generally experiment a bit. And I didn't do any of that last year, which was quite sad. So I'm determined that this year that's something that I want to try and do. So I started this weekend by awakening the beast that is my Instagram account. And when I say the beast, it's not because, you know, it's got a huge amount of followers, anything like that. It's just that I have a rather love-hate relationship with Instagram. I love using it, love posting images on there, but I just find it quite frustrating. There's a lot of adverts on there at the moment for some reason. I've been trying to clear some of the ones out that I really don't want to see. But it's almost like an avalanche of images coming at you, which I think I'm going to have to limit my exposure to Instagram. And I think what makes it worse is there's an awful lot of photographers on Instagram who post on a very regular basis. I mean, they can be posting a couple of images a day, which adds up over a month. You know, you think that's a couple a day, over 30 days. You know, you're talking a lot of images. You're talking, you know, 60 images plus. And I don't think it does the photography any good. I think you need to be able to soak it in. It's a bit like music. I was actually talking about this with somebody, and we were just sort of like saying about, you know, how fast music film is going, you know, the amount of new movies that are coming out. You know, there's always something, then move on to the next one, then move on to the next one, and you don't really get much of an opportunity to sort of like soak it in and enjoy it like you used to. So I suppose it's a bit of an old man whinge, but everything seems to be a bit like a social media stream. And coming back to Instagram, what I'm going to try and do is just post a couple of images a week. Maybe a few more if I've got them. But it certainly won't be me using Instagram like a lot of other people, because quite honestly, I'll just go mad. I just imagine that there's an awful lot of photographers out there who are just shooting images purely for Instagram. And I don't know whether that's a good thing or not. I want to shoot them for me, not just so that I can see how many followers I can get. So we'll see how that goes. And if I need to step away from Instagram, that's what I'll do. I'm going to try and awaken Twitter at some point in April as well and get back in there. I think I might need to rearrange how that works. I did find that the last time I was on there, it was really difficult to find some good links. So I don't know whether that was just bad timing on my part or whether it's just the way that Twitter is at the moment. But I think if I can get into... if I can find somewhere where there's a few contributors on Twitter who are recommending links, then that will be great for the links section for the podcast. But we'll see how it goes. Like I say, Twitter needs to be awakened, and I think that's going to happen next month. Right, the podcast. So the podcast has had a few changes made to it that I probably need to highlight. The first of them is that the podcast notes, all of the links that I mention are in the podcast notes contained with the podcast. So, you know, if you're viewing it on a mobile phone or a device, your podcast listener should display the links and you should be able to click through to them. But there is also the podcast links page as well, which continues to have those links on them. The archive has had a bit of a rejig as well, because it goes all the way back to 2010. And I thought it was getting very crowded with the drop down menu, and I think the best thing that I needed to do was to just sort of like make that archive a bit more intuitive. So now it breaks them down into 5-year blocks. 5 month. No, 5-year blocks. I was right. 5-year blocks. So, you know, you can look at the links between 2010 and 2015 and 2016 and 2021, that kind of thing. The other thing that I've added to the Darker Skies website podcast links page is a player, an audio player for the podcasts. This is really just to make it a lot easier to listen to a podcast. That's all that's about. It was kind of a bit of an oversight on my part. I probably should have realised that I could add that, but just didn't really think about it. And then I just thought, well, is there a player here? Is the WordPress block for the podcast player there? And it was. So that is now set up. It contains the 10 most recent updated podcasts. So if you want to listen to the most recent podcast, you can do it there. It's exactly the same one as the one that's on my main site at richardflintphoto.com. So it's just another easy way of listening to the podcast. So that's really about it for all of the news and stuff. So we might as well get on to the links. I've only got two links this month, but I think both of them are quite interesting for various different reasons. Both of them are from the bbc.co.uk news site. They have a very good section called Pictures, which I would highly recommend to anybody. They have a good cross-section of old and new photography. Some of it might be in the news, some of it just might be interesting stuff, you know, that they've just come across. And the first one is from BBC Scotland's Highland and Islands reporter, Stephen McKenzie. And it's the photographer using the Victorian process to picture Scotland. Now, this is photographer Alex Boyd, who is using a Victorian photographic process, more than 170 years old, to create images of Scotland and Ireland. And he's using the collodion glass plate photography. And, you know, the images are... There's an awful lot of photographers who are doing this kind of work, but... These, again, they always usually stand out. It's usually a very... It's a very strong visual style, and I've used it on occasion, but I cheated a lot by using an iPhone to do it many years ago, and I enjoyed the process, but I always found it was a bit of a one-trick pony. I can understand those people going down the route of using it as, you know, as a style. And this is what Alex has done with great effect. And I actually think a lot of it is to do with the subject matter that he's chosen as well. He's almost going for timeless images, which are most impressive. So if you are interested in different styles of photography and old techniques, then I would certainly recommend you have a look at this link. His photography is absolutely fantastic, and he's photographed sky, Highlands, Ayrshire, Western Isles. You know, he's done quite a few locations that I visited, which is also something that appeals. So check Alex's work out. Really, really good stuff. And the last podcast link for today. Now, this is slightly different, but it's almost archiving work in a way. But this is Bradford's Faded Adverts Photographed. And this is work by photographer Jenna Greenwood. And she's going around photographing the old adverts that were painted on the side of Bradford's buildings many, many years ago. And of course, a lot of these adverts are starting to deteriorate due to the weather and light and the condition of the building wall. And Jenna is going around photographing these and capturing them before they completely disappear, which would be an absolute tragedy. I mean, certainly one of the images that does stand out from Jenna's work is shot of the end of a terrace house by the look of it. But it's got on the side of it Bradford Empire, twice nightly, 6:50 and 9. So I assume 6:50. I assume the Bradford Empire would be a cinema. It's quite interesting. So, yeah. I don't think the Bradford Empire would be a dance hall or anything like that. It would probably be a cinema. But that's certainly one. But there's also adverts for Players Navy Cut cigarettes, Parkinson's sugar-coated pills. I mean, these are all household names that have probably died out or are certainly a lot less in our lives, especially with the cigarettes. A lot of the cigarettes names and things no longer feature in our lives because the packaging has been changed in the UK so that all of the packets look the same. There's no logos or anything like that. It's all a way of trying to put people off smoking. So a lot of these adverts are of a time when a lot of people used to smoke. But yeah, there's some really interesting adverts there. Sadly, one or two of them seem as though they've been damaged over the years by windows being put into places. But at least, I mean, in some cases, they do look as though the adverts have been, what's left of them, they are being looked after by whoever owns the house. I would certainly try and look after them anyway. But yeah, a really interesting project from Jenna and like I say, it's an archiving project because unless we look after these things, they gradually just fade away and disappear. And as soon as they've disappeared, that's it. They've gone. So it's an important bit of work that Jenna's doing. So that is it for the podcast for this month. I will be back again with a podcast extra maybe in the next couple of weeks, something like that. I'm heading into Northumberland to have a wander about, so I'm going to try and do a little bit of a location podcast then. So until then, thanks very much for listening, and I'll see you all next time.